20 minutes after 7 o'clock on CKNW. Well, we don't live in Alberta and we don't live in Manitoba, so how is this wine bill, the so-called wine bill, going to affect us? The man who got the bill through is Dan Albus. He is the MP for Okanagan-Coquihalla, and he's on the line with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Phil.
Thank you. Well, nice to talk to you. Has anything really changed for British Columbians?
Well, it certainly has, because the opportunity that's before us is now to look at changes to the way that the BC wine industry views the rest of the country. Up until this point, there was a federal trade barrier that actually banned an individual to take wine or any kind of alcohol across our borders. So, you know, here in the Okanagan, we have a large influx of tourists from Alberta that visit us every year. Alberta already has one of the most generous personal exemption policies in Canada, and yet Okanagan wineries could not legally sell to visiting Albertans, much less any Canadian visitor, as it was illegal for them to transport the wine back home with them on account of this prohibition-era legislation. So this challenge I'm happy to pass on, we've resolved with the passage of my bill into law yesterday. Now, obviously, there's further opportunities, and that might include e-commerce. My bill ensures that it is now legal not just to transport wine, but to ship wine across provincial borders as long as it's for personal use. So this is subject to the respective provincial legislation. It's something that we're continuing to work on. And to be fair, the bill only came into law yesterday, so provinces will need some time to respond. I know that BC and Minister Coleman are very aware of this concern. And to be fair, I've been able to see how different provinces handle their liquor policies. The BC government has done a lot to make sure that BC wineries have support. In Ontario, wineries are not able to sell through any kind of privatized liquor store because there are none. But in BC, they have that ability, and they are able to make more money by working with local owners of these liquor stores. And that's another way for them to be able to get their product out.
Dan, just a few seconds left. This is all very silly, is it not? We're the 21st century. We're talking about buying some wine. You live wherever you want to live, and you can just order some wine. Why can't we get, real?
Well, that's a great question. But again, going back to we've just changed the law. I do know that both Ontario and BC are looking at other opportunities. We know e-commerce is the way of the future. We know that there's lots of wine connoisseurs across Canada that would love to be able to order BC wine, over the phone or by over the internet. And I think that's just a natural step. But to be fair, transition isn't easy, and we have to make sure that things are done right. And I'm very confident that we'll continue to see some action on that. Minister Coleman, Speaker Bill Barisoff, I know retired MLA Rick Thorpe, and Ben Stewart, who's the current MLA in my area, have all been champions of the wine industry. So I look forward to seeing some changes now that this federal law has been put to rest.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Dan Albus. He's the MP for Okanagan-Coquihalla.